Talmid the Maid in the Rambam, which is actually, we'll discuss in the Halacha section at 1 o'clock. I'm going to discuss the Ha'aras that were made in yesterday's Sugya in part of the Halacha L'Maisa section for today, which we always do there at 1 o'clock. Yesterday I started late, 1:07. If someone sees that it's already 1 o'clock, you know, throw a tomato at me or something like that, just to let me know that it's time to put on Talisman's film. Okay. I didn't say anything yet. Go ahead.
Gender thing.
To have tables.
I know if everyone just took out their own gender after it. Everyone responsible. But if they have a gender, you take out your gender.
It's an idea. You can discuss it with them. I'm not saying it's an idea. We could definitely do that. Says the Gemara. The Gemara says, we're picking up with the Maskanas HaGemara, with the parents of the Gemara, which we already mastered the last 2 days, of Isla Yechuna, Isla Yehuyachrina, and Lesla Yehuyachrina. And this is the opinion that we pass from like La Halacha, Rav Nachman, that says that the bracha on Kimcha Defika is a Shahakal. Asks the Gemara, Isla Yehuyachrina, Lom Brachrina, La Bar Priyadama, El Shahakal. If it doesn't have a Yehuyachrina, then in such a case it gets a Shahakal. Vamra, Abzeira, Amra, Mas, Namra, Shua, Ikra, Chia, Vikimcha, the Seira. It's raw cabbage and barley. Mevarchina nalea shahakon yivadvaro. In such a case, you make the bracha of shahakon. My lav, dechiti bar priadama. That's only barley that gets a shahakon. But when it comes to wheat, even wheat that's ground up, you get a bar priadama, not like Rav Nachman that we paskin like, according to most Rishonim. Lo. The chiti nami shakel near the dvar. Really, chiti also gets shakel. The shamina, it's coming to tell us the following chiddush. The chiti because you came disa'ari. So let's just have learned chiti and certainly sa'ari, which is more inferior. It says the gemara iashmina the chiti. If it would have said wheat, have a mina hanimili the chiti. Avol sa'ari lo levarich alel klal. But when it comes to barley, in such a case, you wouldn't make a bracha at all. Kamash malan. The chiddush is a no, you make a bracha on that as well. Why would we have a havamina barley? Not so the Gemara will flesh out. Asks the Gemara, Umigara mi melech v'zomis, this not al melech v'al v'zomis, what zomis? Melech v'salt, right? What zomis?
Brine.
Brine. Ah, now I know what that word means. Okay, Omer shakol nivadvaro, so that bracha is shakol. Itzrich, salkadai dechamina, I would have thought melech v'zomis of an inchi d'shad l'pumeh. When it comes to salt, so that's common for people to put into their mouths. Al kimcha de sari, hol the kosher le kukiyani. Since it's bad for the intestines, because Rashi says they bring about this, these things even exist today. It's very scary. Worms in the stomach. Lo levarich ala klal, that you should make a bracha at all because it's mazik. Kamash malon the chiddush is kima de isle ano minei. Since you get hanah from it, so then in such a case you get a bracha. So that's why we need to spell out both kimcha de sa'ari as well as kimcha de chiti. And halacha is a kimcha de sa'ari gets a bracha, even though it's kasha l'kukiyani. The Bach in Simin Reish Beis raises a tremendous, tremendous problem. This problem, the Talmidim themselves should have asked, not within all the poskim, but the Talmidim should have asked, this is a problem in Pshat in the Mineyu Bey of the Gemara itself. What do I mean it's a problem in the Mineyu Bey of the Gemara itself? What emerges from our Sugya? What bracha do you make on the Kimcha Desari Shakel? Why? Why do you make that bracha?
Because you're
Nana from it. Can anybody ask me a shot question? Forget about the Bach for a moment. I want you to have read this Gemara and make a lumna shalating on the Gemara Rashi. After we make a lumna shalating on the Gemara Rashi, then we can discuss also the Halacha as well. Then we can get into Bach type of issues. But a lumna shalating in the Gemara Rashi, what was a question that should jump out at you when you read this Gemara? Yes, A.B.?
That the Kimcha Desare is Ozukei Mazik, it's causing damage.
right? And we had said before that the shemen, it couldn't be that the case was you were drinking the shemen's eyes straight, because that's what Sukkim Mazik play.
Beautiful. Excellent. So, before I say what we had discussion, I just remembered one more thing I wanted to do just for the sheer. Could someone start a piece of paper, a line paper, write their name? I would like you to write down your name just in the sheer. Just write down your name and the name of your chavrusa next to each other. Okay, I just want to get a sense of any chavrusa. If it happens to be you need a night seder chavrusa or any other chavrusa, you could jot that next to your name. Maybe put a line between each set of chavrusas. If you know of anybody that's not here but generally coming to the shir, please put their name down also with their chavrusa. Okay, could someone? You mind, Avram? Thank you. Okay, so Abias says beautifully. Abias says, "Lav l'kakasha." But Abi, I want you to ask it on a rishon. Abi asks like this. Abi says, you see beferish from our Gemara that if a food is mazik you, it still gets a bracha. So who's the kash on?
The Rambam. Because the Rambam said
no. No. No, Abi. Because you know what you're doing, Abi? You're fine. You're saying the Gemara. But what you're doing, it's okay. You're just a Shana Bet mistake. It's a good mistake. What you're doing is, you read the Sugya, you read it intelligently, and then you read the Bach, and you're spitting back the Bach to me. Because once the Bach, there were so many words in the Bach, so you're spitting it out. But you're not, that's vomiting it. You didn't really digest it. What you said was good. You digested the Gemara Rashi. That's the most important thing. Don't spit back the Bach. Don't spit back the Bach. I want you, and you, because when you spit it back, it sounds to a trained ear, it doesn't sound good. What I want you to ask in the Gemara Rashi itself, forget about the Bach. Why do you think it's Shvar in the Rambam? Anybody else? Gemara Rashi that we've learned from the past, the Talmidim who came just for the new Zman, they won't be familiar with this. In the Gemara Rashi, where do you see that this Gemara is difficult to one of the shitas that we've had in the past? And I want you to say even better and bring a raya to another shita that we've had in the past. Yes, Adam?
Rashi by
beautiful. And Amy, you know exactly what he means. Adam is asking like this. Beautiful kasha. What did we learn about shemen? The Gemara says five lines from the bottom, alamine and the bays, that shemen gets a bar priates. Ask the Gemara, hechidami, ilam de kashasile, azuke mazikle. It damages him. So you don't get a bracha. Freck Adam and the Bach. But here's how you need to learn how to read the Bach. They ask that Ibahura, this is against our Gemara. Our Gemara had said that when you tzmazik you, then you do get a bracha. Now, for this reason, the Bach comes out essentially and rejects those who paskin like Rashi Svara. And that is that if you have a food that's mazik you, but you have hanah from it, even if it's mazik you, you make a bracha. It's a beferish Gemara. Now let's see in the Bach. And you'll see, you'll see where you just made a slight wrong turn in the Bach himself, okay? The best thing, Rabosai, instead of worrying about trying to say over an Achron, is to try to make Havana in the Sugya itself, and then the Achron become much more clear to us. Let's take a look. Where is the Bach and Reish Beis Siv Dalid? He quotes the Torah, quoted the Psak of the Rambam, that the Rambam says that when you drink shemen straight, you make the shahakov. And says the Bach, Taima, what's the rationale? The Mefarsh, Ad Kamar Gemara, Alima the Kishon Mizuke Zakle, Hachi Perushe, Vimkeda my Kamar Abiyonu Dvachal Abar Priyates, Avalhop Shiti, Kima the Nene Beshad the Kashasale, the Tsarech Lavar Shahakol, you have to make a shahakol. The lo gara shemen michometz tazuki nami mazikle. Vamevin yavin also we said, how did the Rambam read the Gemara? Like the Ritvan the Meiri. That the Ritvan the Meiri learned the Gemara azuki mazikle doesn't mean that you're damaging the body. But what is azuki mazikle? And we developed this according to Rav Salvechik. And Adi had a kasha, and I had an answer, Matzoh Yom HaKippurim. but no one was interested.
Okay.
You guys worry about the Esther. The Havdalah reminds me of the story. I'm teasing you guys, but it reminds me of the story. I told the guys I was interested in discussing Yom Kippur, and no one showed up. No one was interested. Reminds me of the story. The Havdalah of Alfi Abdullah, that they say that Rizal said that he's ready to go greet Mashiach. And to his Talmidim said, Rebbe, very good, we're ready to go with you, we just have to go tell our wives that we're going with you. And then the time they gave back, he said, Rizal said he left, it was too late. So anyway, Yom HaKippurim, I was waiting to discuss it with you, and no one showed up. Alright, so Adi had a kasha, but it has a parents. About that shot in the Rambam. Kiva da Azuke Maskile, how did the Rambam learn? Azuke Maskile means what? That you're damaging the oil. And since you're damaging the oil, so then in such a case, then what do we say? Then you're not getting the bracha because you're not using it for its tafkid, but therefore you now doesn't get a eitz. But of course you get a shahakol. The Gemara never said, like Rashi, that it doesn't get a bracha at all. Rashi said in Dibra Maskel Azuke Maskel 10 lines from bottom Lamed Aleph Beis that Ein Zu Achila Shetuna Bracha. That's what Rashi says, but the Rambam doesn't learn this way and says the Bach, of course, if you have Ana, you get this Bracha. Then the Bach asks a bunch of kashas where he proves the position of Rambam, and he asks on the tour, and he says the tour is Lushitaso that you don't make a Bracha on vinegar either because it's only Mazik. Says the tour is Lushitaso, then he asks on the tour. And then he says, "V'hu adin lahedya b'gemara." He quotes our Gemara, "Akimcha desari." That the bracha is what? The bracha is, of course, you make a shahako. Kima desle'ano. Even though it's mazik you, alma avagav dazuki mazik le lebesof. Afilu achi kima desle'ano mina b'shas achila. So what I wanted you to notice is not that the Bach was bringing a raya for the Rambam. I wanted you to notice much more that the Bach is pointing out that the pshat that we have learned on Lamed Amabez seems to be closer to correct as per the Rambam and not Rashi, and Rashi is very, very, very difficult. Okay, so in the end of the day, the more mechudish pshat of kivud azuke maskilei on lamayim abeis that you're being mazikit for its tafkid, and since it didn't reach its pinnacle, it gets a hori priya eitz, which was where we were mazbir. Then luchura is correct, but of course you get a shahakol because this gemara says that even though you it's mazik you do get a shahakol. You should know that Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein. Who knows who Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein is? To be mechanic you a little bit. Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein, who went to Rav Yashiv's Levaya? You guys, wait. That was in summer, I'm sorry. Okay, time is blurred together. Once you start learning Dafiomi, everything runs together over time. Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein, okay. He was the one he's Rav Yashiv's son-in-law, the most eloquent of Rav Yashiv's son-in-laws, and he was the maskid at Rav Yashiv's Levaya. He really wasn't. He said Rav Yashiv had commanded that he shouldn't be masked. Rav Zilberstein is a fascinating person. He's very, very. He's a lot of fun. You could mamish see. There's a great video of him asking shaylos to his brother-in-law Rav Chaim Kanievsky. If you print in Rav Chaim Kanievsky's name. One, if you put in Rav Chaim Kanievsky's name, you know what the first video that comes up on YouTube. It's us, the Tivari, speaking and learning Reb Chaim Kanievsky. That's the first video that comes up on YouTube. The second or third one that comes up is Reb Yitzchak Zilberstein asking fascinating shaylos of Yad La'achim. Anyhow, if you want to get a taste of Reb Yitzchak Zilberstein's personality, that's there. Reb Yitzchak Zilberstein quotes his father-in-law, Reb Yashiv Zatzal, discussing the following shaylos. Now, I couldn't get his sefer. I had seen him once upon times. So I'm not quoting this in his name, I'm saying on my own, but if I'm not mistaken, I think he might say something similar as well. What would happen if someone eats cake, but they're a diabetic? Cake with sugar. They know for sure it's being mazik the body. What would the halacha be? You make a bracha or you don't? So first of all, you should tell the person that they shouldn't do it. Whether it's a mitzvah, boba, vera, maybe. You know, maybe in such a case, and that's a machlokes rishonim, whether we're on aver or you make a bracha, that's a machlokes Rambam right with Bamei Ben Yom. But what happens if a person eats something that for sure is mazik the body? A diabetic clearly shouldn't eat this cake. Sugar, do they make? Is there a bracha? Sazuke maskle. Is it totally in this question? Maybe. Maybe. According to the Rambam, you would still make a bracha. According to Rashi, if it's mazik, then you don't make a bracha. So the chura, halacha lemaisa, how do we pass? And the bach's raya is very, very strong. The chura, the answer is that they would still make a shahakol, even if it's mazik the body, as long as they get hana. Once they're getting hana, then the halacha is that you make a bracha. The chura. Take a look in the Sefer Chashuchei Chemed of Rabbi Yitzchok Zilberstein. Now, who do we have to defend? Can't leave off Rashi, as I swear. To leave Rashi off so difficult, the Bach just throws away the Rashi. So the Bach has the right lahalacha to throw away the Rashi. But at least we need to be miyashev a little bit. So Yaakov's on fire, bliyayim. So Yaakov said something, he had no idea what he was saying, but he was still saying good. It's a good madrega. I mean, you're saying good without even knowing that you're saying good. So Yaakov, you started saying something to me by the coffee machine that sounded decent, but you didn't even know you were being miyashev. But go ahead, what did you tell me at the coffee machine?
But over here, it's a
lot of barachila. The Rashi, by Shemen, the Rambam said, okay, according to Rashi, it's a lot of barachila altogether. Even though, the Rashi holds it's a lot of barachila at all. In contrast to Sa'ari, he wants the taina is, it's just not the derech. It's like a diabetes with cake. Cake with sugar in it.
Which works out
about let's say cake. There are certain cakes that are for sure bad for the body. 100%. No doctor would say you should eat it. It's mazik the body. So then in such a case, then maybe you don't make a bracha? No, the answer is once it's derech achila, you make it. So that's what Yaakov wants to say. Not bad. Yaakov wants to suggest that according to Rashi, when it comes to oil, so there, the oil itself wasn't the derech at all. And since the derech, he wants to tell you it's not the derech. Since the derech, so then in such a case, it's not considered a maisa achila. Maybe the Rambam holds not that way, that it was a derech, and it's only machlokes and metzias. To be miyashev Rashi is to say that kimcha disa'ari, there it was the derech, and therefore, when it's, even though it's mazik you, then in such a case it's a bracha. That's not a bad shot. I have in my notes from years ago that Reb David Tevil, who is actually the Talmud of Reb Chaim Volozhiner, in many ways, if you want to get a sense of the early learnings in Volozhin, the style of the early learning in Volozhin, you take a look at the Sefer Nachlas David. It's well known in the yeshiva world for Bava Kama. It's a standard Achron Nachlas David. I'm sure Shmuel Levitz probably yes, he mentioned that Sefer. It's a standard. It's a mirror Sefer. So Nachlas David, Reb David Tevil, was a tremendous lamdim. If you want to get a sense of how they learned the Volozhin, really, it's a great sefer to see. So I don't have that sefer tachas yadi, but the Divrei David I saw gives the following teretz. I have in my notes that the Divrei David said that when it comes to the, you can give a different chiluk. When it comes to the kukiyani is bad for the bowels. If it's bad for the bowels, it's bad for one aver. The shemen, when a person drank shemen, they mamish, if they drank a decent amount, their bodies began to shut down. The whole body felt terrible, right? There's certain things that when you imbibe them, it's not just that part of your body aches. The whole body shuts down. So if it's something that has a negative result, so then in such a case, then you'll, if it's one aver, so then in such a case, it still gets a bracha. However, if it's a case where mamish, the body repels it, not just that one aver, it's not good for one aver, so that he claims is the chiluk.
Okay.
Yesh lodun, how to be miyashev, but this is the sugya, this is the machlokes, this is going to be the Rambam's greatest feather in his hat, this is going to be the Rambam connected to all of what we said in Rav Soloveitchik in the pshat, how the Rambam understood how to make the bracha, and l'chura, it's a strong riot to shitas HaRambam, and that's how why we paskin Mikra Dedina, like the Rambam, not like Rashi. And if you have just Shemen, the bracha is a shakol, because it's very Shigmar later on. We have the Divrei David's there, we have Yaakov's there, so on. So, Terutzin. That's the Zinav, you don't get the Kashas at all. This is the Chura, very strong Raya, and this is another feather in the hat of learning Kivat Azuke Maskile, not like the Art Scroll translation. right? Then Lechura, the Izuki, the Art School translation is not the best translation of the Gemara. Because the Gemara later on in Amud Aleph, you have to read it the way the Rishonim read it, the way the Lamdonim read it, as we read it in the previous Shiur.
There's another way.
Okay, you'll tell me later. I want to take other people. Yes, Michal.
Also, I would say the Rashi is a little different.
It's, yes.
By partly, it doesn't say Zuki Masik, but it doesn't say it at all. It should say it, but why doesn't it say it? But by Shem, it does say Zuki Masik.
Good.
So what's the difference between the two is, one, Rashi says it himself in a certain way, but Rashi, Shemen is not good. It doesn't taste good, and it's not good for anything. Barley at least has a taste, and you like the taste, and the Bach discusses a similar thing with Shekadim. Now Shekadim are bitter, and they're bad for you. And there's a feeling between the taste and the feeling of the body. So therefore, barley gets a bracha. Barley gets a bracha, but Shemin doesn't get a bracha. And the Raya and Rashi.
Good. So let me first say what Michal said. I like Michal's pshat. Michal wants to argue that according to Rashi, oil doesn't taste good at all. Sa'ari tastes good. He wants to give it. And his diuk is that the Gemara says Azuke Maskile Dafka when it comes to Shemin. In other words, the only thing about Shemen is Azuke Matzke. It's nothing. It's.
But
according to Rashi, you don't make a bracha. That's the whole point. According to Rashi, you don't. Only according to Rambam do you make a bracha.
You get enough.
Okay. All right. Yej law, dude.
And then I have it around.
Look, when
Ryan
it comes to a kasha like this, you could have many terutzim.
I have Ryan Rashi.
Yes, go ahead.
In Rashi, it says by Shemen, it's Azuke Matzke Gupe, Ve'ein Zu Achila. It is not an Achila.
Ve'ein zu achila, where? In Azuke Maske, yeah. Ve'ein zu achila, in contrast to?
To where it says, Egon Anamine, by Bruche, it says Bach, because where there's it says, Adi Islay Hanah, it says Be Achila. There's Hanah in the eating.
In the eating, the Islay Hanah Be Achila. The Rashi wants to say, Islay Hanah Be Achila, that there's Hanah in the Achila, in contrast to Azuke Maskele, Ve'ein zu achila. It's not even called in Achila, so that there's Ana. You know what? I like what Michal is saying. I like his deal. The Rashi says, Kukiani Tola Shebimaim, the Isle Ana Be Achila. In Achila, there is Ana. In other words, when a person eats it, he gets Ana. In contrast, Tazuke Maske, Rashi said, Ve Einzu Achila. It's not called an Achila. Why? Because it's Azuk Maske Legufe. Number one, it's Mazik Leguf, and then you have the Vav. Well, the Pashtus is what Rashi is saying, Ve'ein zu achila shetuna bracha. That's a simple way of reading Rashi. Ve'ein zu achila shetuna bracha. Because it's mazik, it's not achila shetuna bracha. You want to learn.
Both of them should have the same thing. Meaning, but then it should say the same thing by.
No, all I'm saying is that your answer works, the crux of your answer really works in Rashi, when Rashi says, Ve'isle ano be'achila. To use the Rashi and Lamed Hei Mabez, that's going to be a little bit weaker. You're missing your information. Yeah, Rabosa, let's continue learning, okay? And I'll hear more what you have to say later on, okay? I'd like to keep things moving. Says the Gemara. Four lines in. By the way, if you feel I'm moving too fast, you let me know. I just feel if we take a lot of questions at once, that it's tougher for the other Talmidim who want to learn more. Let's take a look. And I'm available, of course, in the after Mincha and in the afternoon as well. Korah. What is Korah? So Gemara says, Korah, Rach Shel Dekel, it is a part of the palm tree that is soft. By the way, we have this even modern-day halacha l'maisa. Where do we have modern-day halacha l'maisa? Heart of palms. Heart of palms grow in a very similar type of way like this, that they start out, they're really a part of the tree that gets hard. And we're going to discuss, Emir Tzashem, eventually we're going to have to discuss what bracha is heart of palms. It might be relevant in our Gemara. Depends on our Gemara. Let's go slowly. But in those days, they would eat the branches of the palm tree because it was edible. Rav Yehuda Amar Bar Pri Adama, Ushmuel amar shakon yibidvaro. Rav Yehuda says it gets a adama, and Shmuel says that it gets a shahakol. Now, Rabosai, this sugya is going to be a day and a half sugya. What I'm going to do with you right now is not necessarily come to maskonis. I'm going to ask you a basic question again, like we always like to show, is how in the Mineu Bay in the Gemara, how you can read the Gemara in different ways. We're going to begin to look at the different shitas of Rishonim, and I have nothing to develop yet before we ask the basic questions and go through the basic Rishonim. So says the Gemara, Rav Yehuda says, Adama, Shmuel says, Shahakol. Rav Yehuda Amar Bar Pri Adama Piru. Rav Yehuda says it gets Adama because it's a fruit. Shmuel Amar Shahakol Nia B'Tvar. Shmuel says that's a Shahakol. Hoel V'Solko La'akshos. Because at the end of the day, it gets hard. So since it gets hard, so then in such a case, it gets a Shahakol. Amar Shmuel Rav Yehuda. Shinina, sharp one. Have a soft mistaber. It's logical like that. God snom so for the hakshos, because a radish gets hard as well. And you get a bor priyadama. So the chura, the fact that it gets hard, should not make it that it's no longer a pri. By the way, Rabos, I threw out this question. I didn't spend a lot of time thinking about this. If a Talmud has a quick answer for me, I'll take it. Otherwise, I'll hear what you have to say. We're going to get back in the halacha section today that the Rambam's shita is that on sugar cane, what bracha do you make? Shahakol. Why did the Rambam say that on sugar cane you make a shahakol? Because it's not a pri. According to the Chafetz Chaim. According to the Chafetz Chaim, it's because it's not a pri. That's why sugar cane gets a... Well, very good. Okay, good. Well... All right, you gotta hear. It's really not my ha'aros. Aaron Orenstein has a couple good ha'aros in this point. We'll wait. We'll wait for that. But you're right. The Rambam seems to say that as well. What did the Gemara say over here? Because it gets hard, it's not a pri. What's a sugar cane? Sugar cane's hard, right? What's the other Rishonim hold? The other Rishonim hold that it is a pri. What's the difference between the two?
One's edible, one's not edible. Sugar cane's never edible.
Sugar cane is never edible? They're motzeis, like the Kesavisha says. There are people who are motzeis.
You can't eat the sugar cane.
The flesh is not edible.
You can't eat the sugar cane. The juices are there. It's shio, it's not a food.
All right, I leave it for you to think about. According to those Rishonim that say that you make either a bar priya dama or bar priya eitz, the fact that it's so full of hakshos doesn't bother them. I think I'm asking a klutz kasha. I don't think it's a strong kasha, but it's a question that needs to be asked. In other words, this is not something that I plan to put in a sefer as a kasha. I don't think the question really starts. But l'chura, you have to ask. According to those Rishonim, what's the difference between this and the sugar cane? Right now, it seems to me that there's a simple teretz. All right, I'll hear what the Talmidim have to say. Mirtz Hashem and Seder. Okay, so we have a machlokus over here. Whether if it's soful akshos, then it's no longer a pri. Once it's going to be soful akshos, then that's a simen that it's not a pri. This is the shita of Shmuel. Asks the Gemara on Shmuel, how can you possibly say that a radish is soful akshos? Answers the Gemara Veloi, it's not a kasha. Snown, not the inchi adaita de pugla. Dikla, lo not the inchi adaita de kura. When it comes to the radish, people plant it with the das of what? What's their das? For radish. So they're not thinking about the fact that it's going to get hard. Since they're not thinking about the fact that it's going to get hard, soful hakshos is not critical for us. However, when it comes to the korah, when someone plants a date tree, they're thinking not about the soft bark that people actually eat. They're not thinking about the heart of palms. What are they thinking about? They're thinking only about the dates. And for that reason, you don't get a korei pri adama. The only bracha you're going to get is a shahako. Okay. This is the Gemara's teretz. Now, the Gemara is going to ask a very interesting question, which is going to plummet us into the hardest sugya of Ketz and Mevarachin. That's from Tzlaf. that the Gemara is going to ask that by tzlaf, the person is not planted for that, yet nevertheless, you do make a bracha of borei pri. So that's the Gemara's, going to be the Gemara's question. But before we get to that, we need to analyze our sugya. Rabosai, when we see a Gemara like this, there are a few questions that we could ask. What's the maskanas ha-Gemara when it comes to a Korah? What's the maskanas ha-Gemara of why a Korah gets a shahakol? Again, here we pass him like the man number says shahakol. What's the maskanas ha-Gemara? What's the maskanas ha-Gemara? Go ahead. It's because you planted it for the tree. Rabosai, what happens if you have a fruit that's so full of hakshas? What would you say the halach is? Let's say I have a fruit that's so full of hakshas. So what do we see from Snon? That if it's not the inch yadai to the achin, then it always retains its original bracha. What if it's low not the inch yadai to the achin, but it's not so full of hakshos? What? If it's low not the inch yadai to the achin, but it's not so full of hakshos? Can anybody, you hear what I'm bothered by? What happens if it's an edible food? It's the derech, but it's low not the inch yadai to the achin. It's normal for people, but it's low not the inch yadai to the achin. What was it planted for? It was planted for something else. What bracha in such a case would you make on that? Rabosai, now, before you, everybody has an opinion, right? You have a few Jews, you have lots of opinions. But before, an opinion anybody could form. But Rabosai, before we do that, could anybody explain my shaila as a chakira in pshat? How is this shaila la halacha that I'm raising, how could you present what the chakira in pshat in the Gemara would be? Yeah, but now I want to know. Now I want you to show it in the maskanas ha Gemara. Yes, A.B., go ahead.
So, just to explain the chakira, so the nature of where the
by the way, if you follow now, I just want to point out to some Talmidim that one of my agendas in Shir is to show that being smart is not enough to be able to learn well. That you could be smart, you could formulate many different conceptual possibilities, but you still could have you could still really not have learned up the sugi well. The only way you're going to be able to attack the sugi well is not that you're able to throw out a svar. Anybody who's half intelligent could throw out a svar. But the only way to really learn well is if you pounded the sugi, if you figured out the pshat. Being smart is not enough. Ray Bradshbigel used to say that if you ask an American, this applies to reading Gemara, and it applies to thinking through a sugi as well. He would say about the boys, they haven't learned very long, he would say, they say, oh, yeah, I know how to learn, just I haven't done it so much, but I'm sure. He used to say to us, you don't know how to read Gemara. Until you've read Gemara for a long, long time, you don't know how to read Gemara. And he would say, if you ask an American if he knows how to play the piano, he said, they say, I don't know, I never tried. If you ask a European, they'll answer you, yes or no. No, I don't know how to play the piano, I do. Says, until you sat and you learned many, many years, you don't know how to learn Gemara. You could be as smart as possible, but there are certain things that just simply come along with Amelus. And without Amelus, that a person will never learn, no matter how smart they are. Yes, if there's certain shiurim that are basically just all about ideas, so anybody can have, that's why I said, I'm not interested in your idea. Anybody can have an idea. That's why I like what you had said before, because it wasn't just an idea. It was based on your working on the previous sugya. But an idea, anybody can throw out an idea. I'm not interested in your opinion of whether it's both or not. Anybody can have an opinion. But I want you, in terms of how you read the Gemara, that's the critical point. So, A.B., I asked the question, what would the halacha be if you have something that is lo nati inchi adai tadachi, right? But at the same time, is so full of akshos. What would the halacha be in such a...
What would the halacha be?
And I want you to show me a pshat. Right,
I
want you...
Okay, so the whole
I want you to give me a chakira in pshat in the Gemara. Yes.
Okay. So the nature of where the thing came from, it's not different just because of the fact that somebody didn't plant the thing with.
You're
the
giving
intent.
Me ideas, Avi. I'm interested in ideas. I want to know in terms of how you read the Gemara. It's not philosophy school. How you read Gemara. This is all about how you read Gemara. And then I want someone to ask me a kasha from Gemara. Lomdus comes from the Gemara itself, not conceptual ideas. Yes, Jack? You're good, but I'm not interested in that. I have an idea, you have an idea. Yeah, go ahead.
Because according to Shmuel says that problem with the palm is that it's any Adam's going to get hard, and that we didn't plant it, and contrasting to the radishes, we didn't plant it for that reason. But if you did plant it for that reason, if you didn't plant it for that reason, but it's not going to get hard again, then you are able to, then you could say Adama.
So what's the Hakira?
His whole problem with
very good. You're reading Gemara one way, Jack, which is legitimate. Now present me two ways of reading Gemara. You're taking sides. I want you to show me how there's no hechreach per se from the Gemara.
Then you could say that it would be shagol because his conclusion at the end of the day is that whether or not you planted it for the fruit. So since you didn't plant it for the fruit, it doesn't matter whether it's going to be hard in the end. It matters that right now I didn't plant it for the fruit, therefore shagol.
Okay, that's one possibility. What's the other possibility?
The other one the difference between radishes and hearts of palm. Because the hearts of palm, they get hard in the end, right? Then the ruffle just would be shackled because on top of the fact that it gets hard in the end, it also wasn't planted for that reason. But with radishes, since it may get hard in the end, you planted it for that reason. So you planted for that reason, they'll say Adama. But in the case of something that wasn't, it wasn't planted for that reason, but it also, and it doesn't get hard, you can say Adama. Because it has one of the two. It has, like, the side of the stone.
Okay, I think what you're saying is correct. Let me crunch what you're saying. Rabosai, the Gemara asked on Sofala Hakshos, and the Gemara answered, Lo Nati and Shaddai to the Hachi. Did the Gemara entirely abandon the Svara of Sofala Hakshos? Is the only criterion of Shahakol whether Nati and Shaddai to the Hachi? Is that the criteria? Nati in Shaddai Tadachi? It gets Adama. Lo Nati, it doesn't. Or, no. There are two criteria. Number one, it needs to be Sofala Hakshos, like Korah, as well as Lo Nati in Shaddai Tadachi. But even if it's Lo Nati in Shaddai Tadachi, if it's not Sofala Hakshos, maybe it still gets Adama. They're mamish two legitimate ways of reading the Gemara. That's the end of the Chakira. How do you read the Gemara? With an afkamina. What's the Gemara doing? Is the Gemara building off of Sofa Lahakshos and saying Sofa Lahakshos is the reason why you make a shakal? But if it's not the Inchi Adai to the Hachi, so then in such a case, then we say, I'm sorry, Sofa Lahakshos is the reason for a shakal, correct? Yet, at the same time, if it's not the inshi adaito derach, so then in such a case it still gets adama. But if you have something that's not so full of hakshos, even if it's lo not the inshi adaito derachi, maybe still in such a case when it's not so full of hakshos, it'll still get adama. Or is the Gemara abandoning so full of hakshos entirely? The Gemara is abandoning it entirely, and the Gemara is discussing a new phenomenon. What's that new phenomenon that we're discussing? The new phenomenon is Adai to the Hachi. That's a legitimate shaila from the Gemara itself. Now the Pnei Yehoshua gets involved with this question. Yossi, is something not clear? Adam and Yossi, is something not clear? If something bothering you, then there's probably something that's not clear. What? Anything not clear? You want to ask, or you process it, and then you'll tell me. Yeah, go ahead.
Thought is not for it to be hardened. Therefore,
no, I don't agree with that pshat in Gemara. The Chura, the Gemara went, says, not the incha daita dahachi. Oh, what you is this you mean? That when a person plants it, he wants to use it when it's soft.
Yeah, that's
good. Okay.
Even when a person plants it
and wanted it hard, then when it was soft, it wouldn't have a chashivas. Correct. But that's
even the tznon, it says
Nita inchia
dat
de publa. No, not
hot. Rashi says it's known when it's rough.
Correct.
So a person's das is for it to be rough. So even so.
No, but now I want to know what happens if someone is lo not inchia dat de hachi. Stop.
So that means when is that? When it's hard, not when it's rough. Saying a person's thought is for it to be rough.
Okay. They say they're not on. But what happens if I had a case? What happens if I had a case, again, where it's lo not the inchi adai to the hachi? Lo not the inchi adai to the hachi doesn't have to be for kasha. It could be for a zillion reasons. It could be for many, many different reasons. The Seder. But I now have the right to be choker within our Gemara. I don't think your ha'ara, what you're saying is true, but I don't think that that's sholel that precludes what I had said. Right, but you could still have the same chakira. It's still legitimate chakira. Yes. The shaila is like this. What happens if we have something that's lo not the inchia daita de hachi? Right? Do we still use the variable of sofo lahakshos? Is that variable important or not? If you have something that's lo not the inchia daita de hachi, but it's so full of hakshas. So then in such a case, is that going to change its bracha as well? So that's an open question. I understand, but what happens if you have right? No.
And how can we
in other words, for something to become a shahakol, do you need both variables? You need it both to be lo not the inchi adai to the achi, as well as sofo lahakshos. Do you need both in order to make something a shahakol? Do you need both lo not the inchi adai to the achi and sofo lahakshos in order to make it a shahakol? Okay, my radar tells me that if I'm going to do the Pnei Yoshua with the Talmidim now, they're going to get lost. So let's leave it for the Maariv Mekomos for tomorrow. We'll put on tomorrow's Maariv Mekomos. Take a look. I think this is a very legitimate chakira. Is the Gemara entirely abandoning sofo lahakshos as something that's a halachic in shahakol? Is that what the Gemara is doing? And the Gemara is saying the only thing that's going to define a shahakol is lo not the inchi adai tahachi, or that they're two separate periods. So we spent enough time on this. Now, I'd like to take a look at what I'd ask you to see in Rabbeinu Yonah. Let's take a look at Rabbeinu Yonah. See Rabbeinu Yonah's hashlachos. We'll probably come back to this chakira later on. Says Rabbeinu Yonah. Korah. Rav Yehuda Amar Bore Priya Adama. Korah hu rosh hadekel. Umetchila hu rakim olu ve'gefani. Lacha kach nasis ilah. Rav Yehuda Svirle dikim de roi lamachol. Mevarech alav bore pri adama. Ushmuel amr shem varech alav shela shahakol. Shavu pi shoroi lachila achshav lo nati le inchi adaita dahachi. People don't plant it for this. Ela kadei sheyaseh ilan. In order to make it a tree. Notice, Yossi, the Rabbeinu Yonah does not say they planted it for it to be hard. They just say, kadei sheyaseh ilan. Lefichach einu mevarech alav ela shahakol. For that reason, the bracha is only a shahakol. Rabbos, I'd like to be medayik in Rabbeinu Yonah. Does Rabbeinu Yonah mention anything about sofo lahakshos? Sofo lahakshos is not important at all. It's only dependent on whether or not the inchi adai to the hachi. Oh, very good. Comes along Yaakov Gross and he says, well, says like this, hearts of palms that we have today, if I'm not mistaken, it's in the Sefer Zos HaBracha, page 298. Somehow it's in the back of my head. I think it's in that Sefer. So the Sefer Zos HaBracha, somewhere towards the back, he points out that Hearts of Palms today is not like Korah. Why is Hearts of Palms not like Korah? Because it's not the in shaddai to the achi. They planted for that. So what do we see according to Rabbeinu Yonah? The fact that sofa lahakshos is not important at all. Sofa lahakshos is not important at all. What's only important is not the inshi adai tadachi, how it's going to be planted. And in fact, the chura, that's the Gemara's point when it comes to tznon as well. Then when it comes to tznon, since it's not the inshi adai tadachi, in such a case, sofa lahakshos is not going to be critical. But it'll go the other way as also. Then what happens if you have amei vinyav, and if you have something that's not so full of hakshos, but it's not the inshi adai tadachi? So then in such a case, as well, it'll get a shackle. You don't need both tnoim. That the Gemara is saying it's so full of hakshos plus lo nati in shiadai tadachi that gives you a shahako. Even if you have one of the tnoim, and that is lo nati in shiadai tadachi, that's the whole halacha when it comes to bracha. That's the whole story from the beginning until the end. Let's continue on, Rabbeinu Yonah. Va'omer Rabbeinu Tzarfas. Now, again, like I told you before, I'm not saying chidushim. What I'm going to do is first just build the sheet is over here. Let's see Rabbeinu Yonah quoting Rabbeinu Tzarfas. V'amr Rabbeinu Tzarfas, shemizeh nilma gufei gafanim u'shkeidim v'odim rakim v'ochlan ha'osam im ha'klipa shalem. If you have almonds that when they're soft, they're eaten with its shell, she'em avarchin alem bar priyeitz. Ela shahako, d'lo natila inshe mitchila ela l'dazeh ha'prisha b'fnim. When you have any, this comes up, when you have nuts and different types of fruits that are planted for normally for something else, and you stunt its process, let's say you have almonds that when they start off, they are bitter, and later on they become tastier. And people then add things to make it edible. So then in such a case, it doesn't get the bracha bore priya eitz. Why? Because lo nati in shiadai tadachi. Generally, almonds are made for the something else. El daza prisha ufnim. Va'achshav ikra klipasim hiya klipa. Because the Baal HaLachas Gedol, sh'ashkeidim amorim ba'odim rachim, sh'ochim ha'klipa shem, mevorech alem bore priya eitz, l'besof kishin espashlu, kivin she'im morim, eina mevorech aleim klal, afilu shahakol. And then he goes even further. And then he says, and when you have nuts that are bitter, so then in such a case, azuke maski, it damages, and therefore it doesn't get a brach at all. It's lo nati in shiadai tadachi, and it's azuke mazik. In such a case, it doesn't get a brach. Ta'amei vinyavin, by the way, Rabbeinu Yonah seems to understand, azuke maski doesn't get a brach, right? That if it's mazik, it doesn't get a brach. What is he? How does he understand the zuke mazik? That it damages the fruit or it damages the person? I think he's saying it damages the fruit. The kivan shehem marim azuke maski. He doesn't never says that damages the person. Interesting. That's damaging the fruit. According to Rambam, it should get a shahakol. It could should get a shahakol. The answer is that it's not even part of the talich of the fruit at all. It's not even called the fruit at all. In contrast to shemen, which is the fruit. Okay, so you're being mazikit, and you're not going to even get a brach altogether. That means, even according to the Rambam, there are times when it's azuke mazik, and that doesn't get a brach at all. And that is if you ate it prematurely, and it's bitter, in such a case you don't get a brach at all, because lo nati in shiadai to the hachi, and it hasn't reached its tafkid as a fruit, so then in such case gets no brach at all. Miu nira, shemamti goes all day mayim chamin, but what happens if you take this bitter almond with lo nati in shiadai tadachi, and you make it edible, although rachar shavarach lem bor priya eitz, kemo mayim misuki mitchilis priyasan, as if it was already edible. Val bishamar shebishkeid ma misuki mei varach lem shem tanim, Now, if you have almonds that stay bitter, and then, even in its early stage, you make it edible, so then it's not the inshadai tadachi, it's planted in order to have other things added to it, says Rabbeinu Yonah, in such a case gets bar priyate. Rabose hayotze midivre Rabbeinu Yona is the following. The critical part is not the inshi. If it's not the inshi, adai to dahi, doesn't matter how it starts off, bitter, not bitter. If it's something that is gets a person gets hana, then it gets its original bracha. If it starts off in a way that is bitter and you eat it bitter, azuke maski, it doesn't get any bracha. So full of hakshos, according to Rabbeinu Yona, doesn't exist. Rabbeinu Yona is not even worried about soful hakshos. The only thing Rabbeinu Yona is worried about is not the inshi adai to the achi. It's quite clear, according to Rabbeinu Yona, if it's lo not the inshi, even if it's not so full of hakshos, in such a case it still gets a shahakol. In other words, coming back to our chakira in pshat in the Gemara, what's the Gemara saying? That when you have korah, which is so full of hakshos, and lo not the inshi adai to the achi, you have a shahakol? Or is the Gemara saying, forget about soful hakshos, that was wrong, the proof is radish, and the hagdara for korah is lo not the inshi? Rabbeinu Yona is learning the second way. He's saying the entire hagdara is lo not the inshi. Tomorrow, when you go on in the Gemara and you take a look at the Pnei Yoshua, keep this in mind. Now let's go to the what time is it?
Yeah, it's 1.
It's 1 o'clock. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem tomorrow. We'll pick up with the I think the best thing to do is we won't stop. We'll stop a few minutes early for Mincha. Let's keep our rhythm. And Be'ez Hashem, let's open up the Mishnah group. I'd like to skip a couple of Se'ifin, since this relates to where we're up to in the Sugya. Let's take a look at the Mishnah Brura in the Be'er Halach and Simin, Reish Beis, Siv, Tes, Vav. This is going to be a slightly more lamdusha halacha. You need to tell me the metzius today. I don't know the metzius. You need to tell me the metzius, please. Let's take a look at the Be'er Halacha on Siv Tezvav. Let's remind ourselves. What's the bracha on sugar cane halacha? Reish Beis Tezvav. The bracha is shahakol. What's the bracha on sugar? Shahakol. Okay. Rabosai, what would the halacha be with sugar beets? Can anybody tell me what a sugar beet is? You never heard of this expression, sugar beets? That there were beets that were grown, that were planted. It was mamish a beet, a fruit, a vegetable, and sugar was made from it. The Be'er Halacha discussed this in detail. It seems that in Europe it was common. Does anybody know if such a thing exists today? Okay, so this halacha is no longer halacha l'maisa l'maisa. But the Be'er Halacha discusses what would the bracha be on a sugar beet. Now, could anybody... Alright, you know what? I'll talk. Let me just develop it. Based on what we learned yesterday, the halacha should be as follows. The Rambam said, what's the reason that you make a shahako on a sugar cane? What the Chavetz Chaim said? It's not a fruit. Ain't no pri. It's not a fruit. Comes along the Be'er Halacha. By the way, now we can make Yaakov's point. Let's look at it in the Lashon Rambam. Can anybody pull out the Rambam quickly? By the way, hold on. For those of you who have the Rambam, hold on to the Rambam, because how you thank you, how you read this Rambam is going to be important in La Halacha. Says the Rambam, She'vechein amru she'amotzei selsen karnavarim barapri adama, v'ani omer she'ein zepri. It's not a pri, and therefore you only make a shahakol. Says the Be'er Halacha, but what about a sugar beet? Take a look in the Be'er. Everything else we already read inside in Tezvav. Says the Be'er Halacha the following. Ulaficha. Elad Lefize. In my edition, it's the second to last line from the bottom. Today I was looking at a slightly different edition. Everybody has it 2.5 lines from the bottom in the Be'er Halacha? Benji, for sure, not in that edition. I don't know, how do I describe it to Benji? It's about halfway through. By a dot. El Adol Fizeh. Everybody else have it? El Adol Fizeh on the second line from the bottom?
It's 4 lines.
Yeah, your edition also is. It's 4 lines from?
4 lines.
From the bottom, and in the oldest editions, it's 2 lines from the bottom. Says the Be'er Halacha, El Adol Fizeh B'tzukar Shalana. Our sugar, the nashenasa min yirakos, it's made out of vegetables. By the way, Rabbi said, it's not how our sugar is made. But there were these sugar, I've heard of this expression, sugar beets. I've never seen it. But it seems the Chavetz Chaim said in those days they made it out of beets. That's how they made the sugar. Shekorin, now this, I guess, is really confused. Berekas? Not the berekas that I know. I don't know. I'm confused. Anyhow, shekorin something, vim kein, afim neima delo toli, bimei shlokos, shehamayim kemoim, dezev sher davgim vashol shlokos, don't worry about that line, you can put that in parentheses. This is like something that's normally cooked for its product. We learned in the previous halachos that when it comes to fruits, fruit soup, the Rosh holds hadama. The Rajba, we didn't mention this as the Rajba, but we called it the Stam in Halacha Yud, in Reish Beis Sif Yud, says that the Halacha is you make a Shehakol. Says the Be'er Halacha, even the Rajba who says that you make a Shehakol, is only talking about fruits that are normally not cooked to make fruit soup. We discussed one time, what about fruits that are used for both? We're going to get back to that, Be'ezer Hashem. But what happens to a beet, a sugar beet, that's cooked normally for its sugar? He says, everybody would agree that what's the bracha? The bracha is at least a borei pri adama. It's a special type of thing. Again, there's the word berekas. Now, I don't have the translation. Does anybody? You guys should have the translation, some of the new editions.
Selik sukkar.
That's a beet, a sugar beet. Okay, that's how we said it. Not berekas. Okay. Misugim sha'om de ma'ika rak la'otzi men ha'sukkar. It's there for the sugar. Im kein le'borecha ha'sugar, borei pri adama. Says the Be'er Halacha, that sugar beets that are cooked, the bracha is adama. This is beautiful. It's mamish, the longest from yesterday comes together to today. That what was the reason that sugar gets adam is why? Is because it is not a pre. But if it is the pre, if this is the beet, then that's the tafkid. Such a case, says the Be'er Halacha, beautiful. It's a bar pinam. Aaron, you have something to say about this? Bechura, Aaron's ha'ar in the Rambam might come out in afkimina lahalacha. Rabosai, let's take a look back at the Rambam. If you remember yesterday, the Kesef Mishnah and the Tur came out a little shvach. For those who remember why Kesef Mishnah and Tur came out shvach, great. For those who don't, it's also okay. Now, let's take a look at it with new eyes at the Rambam. And I think the way we're going to be masbir is the Kesef Mishnah had a slightly different girsa in the Rambam than the Chafetz Chaim, and that will make both the Kesef Mishnah and the Rambam come out beautifully. And it could be then the Chafetz Chaim Shita is only going according to one girsa in the Rambam. How many of you have a Rambam? Good. Okay, so let's take a look at the Rambam. Now, someone have the old edition, I have the new edition, the Frankel edition. Does anybody have the old edition? This is Mamish Misamech. If you're able to follow this, this is Mamish Misamech. Who has the old edition? I want Dafka someone with the old edition to read. Okay, so you hold on to it. I'm going to read from the new edition first. Okay? The Rambam says, V'chein Amru, Hamotze, Hamotzeitz Osam Kanim, if you sup from sugar canes, Mevorech, Bor Pri Adama, Vani Omer She'ein Ze Pri. And I say it's not a pre. Ve'ein mevarchin alav ela shehakol. Lo yiyet vash elu akonim shenishtan al yidei or godol mitvash tmarim shlo nishtan. Rabosai, how many reasons does the Rambam give for why you make shehakol on sugar? How many reasons? Two. That's what Aaron pointed out in Seder today, and yesterday, I think he's right. According to the Frankel edition. According to the old edition, I'm not sure. Aaron wants the taina. Now we're gonna take it. We call it many talmidim. I see our maskim. The Pave's way of understanding it. I'm kidnapping it. I'm sorry, Aaron, because I like it so much. That the Rambam really says two svaras. The Rambam says when it comes to sugar cane, why does the Rambam say you make a shakel? What did the Rambam say? Because it's not a pri. A cane is not a pri. When it comes to the sugar itself, what does Rambam say? It's like Zeya Balma. It's like a fruit which is normally not used for fruit soup. Zeya Balma. Says Aaron, what did the Kesef Mishnah say back to the tour that the Chofetz Chaim didn't understand? You know what the Kesef Mishnah said back to the Rambam? Said back to the tour? Because Mishnah said, no, you don't understand. We, in our countries, it's common for them to sell the sugar canes by itself. So where they sell the sugar canes by itself, so then in such a case, then he says the halacha is going to change. In what way is the halacha going to change? In what way is the halacha going to change? It's not used primarily for the sugar, but it's used for people to chew on the sugar cane. Va'amevin yavin, this, if you had to have done chazara well yesterday, but va'amevin yavin, the tour, the Kesef Mishnah had understood in the Rambam that there are two different reasons, there are two different svaras. And if that's so, the Chafetz Chaim's question on the Kesef Mishnah is not a strong question about Mavin Yovin. That's all from the Shir yesterday. That's in parentheses. The Chafetz Chaim's Ha'ara, how did the Chafetz Chaim read the Rambam? Here everybody could jump in. How did the Chafetz Chaim read the Rambam? Did the Chafetz Chaim understand, according to Rambam, that there are two reasons over here, or one? Chafetz Chaim understood that there's one reason in the Rambam. And he said, what was the one reason? He said, it's not a pre. And therefore, he says that when it comes to beets, in such a case, he says, sugar beets, which is the pre, so then in such a case, he says, it's a shahako. It's a adama. That's what Chafetz Chaim says, the halacha is going to change. However, if you read the Rambam as giving two different reasons, that the Rambam says that sugar cane, the sugar that comes out of a sugar cane is only Zeya Balma. And if you take a look in the old edition, which the Chafetz Chaim had in front of him, how does it seem like the Rambam is saying two different reasons or one reason? Like the way Moran HaChafetz Chaim read it, that there's one reason. If there's one reason, so then the Rambam holds that sugar cane is not a pri. If it's not a pri, so then in such a case, it always gets a shahakov. But if it is a pri, then the bracha is going to change. But how does it seem according to the Frankel edition of the Rambam? For the Frankel edition of the Rambam, it sounds like there's two reasons. And that is, when it's a cane, it's not considered a pri. When it's a cane. When you're sucking it from the cane. What happens if you process the cane and you now have sugar from it? It's still not going to be a bara pri adama. Why? Because we consider it Zeya Balma. If that's so, if the Rambam holds a cane, a sugar cane, to always be Zeya Balma, so then Yesh Lodun on the Chafetz Chaim's Psak. The Chafetz Chaim's Psak is 100% according to the Girsa that he had in the Rambam. That when it comes to a sugar cane, we don't look at sugar cane as a pre. So if you've got a beet, so then it's a pre, then the sugar beet is going to be adama. However, according to our edition in the Frankel, that the Rambam says that we look at the sugar cane, everything that it gives off, as a ba'alma, then we have to decide again, is a sugar beet, maybe it's also only Zeya ba'alma. Do we look at it as a ba'alma or not? So Rabosai, bottom line, the Be'er Halacha says that sugar beet is going to be a Adama. We're adding from yesterday, Aaron had made a fantastic Ha'ara. I had read the Rambam like the Chafetz Chaim. However, it could be that according to the edition that we have, Aaron, I thought, made a good point. And Ba'amevin Yavin, now we understand how the Shulchan Aruch read the Rambam. The Chavetz Chaim says the Shulchan Aruch didn't make sense. The Kesavishan, the way he read the Rambam, doesn't make sense. But the way we're reading the Rambam now, that there are two reasons, then the Kesav Mishnah's Ha'ara in the Rambam is going to be correct. And that might make a nafkamina la'alacha when it comes to a sugar beet. At the end of the day, I would say, nevertheless, we should follow the psak of the Chavetz Chaim. First of all, the Chavetz Chaim said that, and it's in the Be'er Halacha, that's Aleph. Beis, maybe the Rambam only said that it's Zeya Ba'alma when we're talking about a sugar cane. But if we're talking about a sugar beet, where we could argue, not the insha'a daita the hachi, and imamish is... So in that case, we would not consider it Zeya Ba'alma. So Chavetz Chaim's Halacha is going to be correct. Aval ulai lav mitamei. So this Bezer Hashem is the bottom line as well for the halacha. Sugar is always going to get a adama, that is a shakel, but a sugar beet, the halacha is that it gets a adama. It could be that the reading of the Rambam of the Chavetz Chaim is not the only reading, and with this we defended how the Shulchan Aruch in the Kesef Mishnah had learned, and the Chavetz Chaim said he didn't understand that at all. How it goes.